Good afternoon. Welcome to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Hope you guys had a great weekend.
It went by way too fast.
It does go by fast. By the way, Montana's brother is in the path of Irma right now.
Prayers, please.
Yep. He's on St. Kitts Island, right?
St. Kitts is just off of Puerto Rico. And the Hurricane Irma, which is now a Category 5 and up to 300-mile-an-hour winds, is hours away from hitting his island directly.
It's already started, though. I mean, he's gotten the rain.
Yeah, he's on the outer bands.
No communication yet?
We got a text early this morning at 8, and that was it.
Wow.
We're not, and he said, I probably won't get any more information out to you because, of course, communications are all down. So we'll be looking for text hopefully soon enough. But they are hunkering on him, and
say
I mean
your
that.
Prayers.
Yep. Definitely.
Well, he's hunkering down in his bunker there with his family. We're here in sunny California having a great day. Of course, we have a lot of fires going on in California. There's always something that's tough. We are so blessed to live in Southern California. We have from time to time earthquakes and fires, but not a lot else. So we can count our blessings right now. Things are good here. We have a great show for you. We're going to be in just a few minutes with a young man named Brandon Fishman. He's at the helm of a company called Internet Marketing. And guess what they do? Internet marketing.
Let me think.
Yes. We're going to find out how you might be able to market something over the internet. He's got lots of secrets. Maybe we can pry some out from him. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm hoping he can tell me what the internet is. I'm still a little bit confused.
You know, when you say you're a Luddite, I'm not so sure that that's not true.
Yeah, maybe.
You do know a little bit more than
What's
you put on
What's the thing
though?
I'm speaking into? I hear voices in my head.
Brandon also started a company called Vitacup, which is pretty cool if you drink coffee. You can now get vitamins in your coffee. It sounds really interesting. So we'll talk to Brandon in just a few segments. Presently, we have Deborah Sweet in studio with us. Deborah, thanks for being here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Now, in terms of full disclosure, you've been on with us before.
Yes.
Way back when.
Way back when.
But in Biz Talk 1.0.
Yeah. Correct.
Yes. This is our reboot, right?
Absolutely. And I'm really excited to be here.
Good to have you back.
I know.
You are an author, speaker, trainer. You do a lot of different things in terms of helping companies grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get some secrets and tips and tricks from you. But you're also very involved in helping women in business, and not just in business, but generally in their lives.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in the world of helping people, I guess, utilize their full potential in business.
I would love to. Well, you know, since we've been together on the air, there's been many evolutions. And I think that that is not just unique to what we're doing in business, but what people in general in business are doing. And one of the things that is really unique about my ideal clients is they all have some common traits. They're very driven. They have a desire to be successful. They're very passionate about what they do. You know, they have this reason that they want to run a company and they get going and then all of a sudden they get stuck because they don't know how to scale. And that is a big deal. In fact, I think that's one of the most common things I hear most often, especially for today's entrepreneurs, whether you're men or, you know, male or female, it's I don't know how to scale. And so
scaling would be growing their business in some geometric format rather than kind of organically or linearly. I mean, it's a faster rate of growth is by scaling, right?
Absolutely. And and not only just growing, but my clients, I always hear them say, I want to make sure that I do this at a pace I can handle. And that is really a big aha moment when you understand that you can actually control your growth and it can be very intentional. And so there's actually five things that I want to share with everybody today that they can actually walk away with no matter where you're at in business. I've worked with companies that are true startups thinking about starting up, have, you know, gone public. And there are some common situations, common conditions that we see over and over again from our business where there's gaps in the companies. And so if you apply a few of the ideas that I'm going to share this morning, everybody's going to have an opportunity to take it to the next step.
Well, we're all ears. I mean, seriously, this sounds really interesting. So cool. Let's go through them. What are some of the tools and things that you work with clients on that help them accomplish their goals?
Absolutely. So we all have these great ideas. So number one, this is so important, is that you must document what you're doing. And I know that doesn't sound really sexy. Yeah, you just looked like, what? You have to document your steps and what you're doing because there's one really
common. You just caused me some pain.
No. Oh, trust me. I'm not. You're not the first.
Because I trust my memory for everything. Which,
hot dog,
what did I just say?
Yes. You trust your memory, and that's it.
So it's documenting things.
You have to document it. And why that's so prevalent is that business is so fast these days. You know, we're pivoting. You've got this crazy thing called the internet, and there's, you know, life that gets in the way of business sometimes. And so, yes, way too many businesses, whether they're small or large, too much of how the business is done is sitting in the mind of the CEO, the executives. And why that's painful, why it causes problems, is that there are things that the executives want, your core vision, that it's in your head, but if you don't know how to translate it, you don't have it on paper, you can't have a really tight team.
I'm guessing that part of that documentation process is knowing what to document.
Yes.
Because our word of the week is digihoarding, and I'm a digihoarder, so I document way too much.
You just download way too much.
I know. I have terabytes and terabytes of stuff. I'm going to go to a petabyte next. That's what's after terabytes.
So often, I think people who found companies, they want to think that they're completely indispensable to the company, but by basically hoarding that knowledge and that information, it would make it a lot more difficult for them to grow their company if the people around them don't actually know how they can do that. I mean, what can maybe talk a little bit about what sort of spaces they would would it be a CRM kind of system, or are you talking about just keeping a journal and then sharing it with some of their higher ups so that everybody is make sure they're
so they
on the
know
same
what
mission?
To document? Yeah, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, what sort of things would be important for them to document, and why?
Everything. And I know when people hear that, there's like a thud in the room. They'd be like, "Oh my gosh, they have to do what?" So we keep it simple. I have a process called the step-up process. It makes it so it's manageable. But to answer your question, it's, you know, in the end, I want to help people create their business in a box. It's a tangible asset for their company so that when they finally decide to leave the business, whether it's they want to sell it, or it, heaven forbid, if there's that unexpected transition from the company, which I got to tell you happens way more than what people think. I go to call up somebody and the person on the phone is not the owner, the CEO, because they're no longer around. Like, and I don't mean just not working, I mean around. And the business was in that person's head. So we want to create a business in the box. So, you know, what are you doing for marketing? What are you doing for sales? What is the growth for the company? What are you doing for HR? And why this becomes really valuable for companies is that we are able to, and how we help companies scale by this process is we're able to fine tune where their strengths are and where there's opportunity for growth.
We're going to ask you to hold the thoughts on the next four steps. Wow, this is going by too fast. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. Deborah Sweet's with us. She has some amazingly good information for you if you're in business or you hope to be there someday. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smed.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Don't you go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. Today we're broadcasting from the ESET studios, ESET Internet Security. Do more. Want a podcast of the show? Of course you do. Go to ESPN1700.com. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Bob Ryan. Your voice cracked when we would.
It did.
Seventh grade all over
Nightmares.
Again. We just had that conversation, didn't we?
I'm hiding in the locker room all over again.
Did you really do that?
No.
No, okay, good.
It gives you a good visual.
Yeah, up at the bottom of the hour, Brandon Fishman is going to be with us, internet marketing, and another one of his companies, Vitacup, hear about the really fascinating stuff he's doing, and maybe you can learn how to do some of the cool things he's doing. But the Vitacup, maybe you can learn how to get a hold of some of it because there's vitamins in your coffee. What a great idea.
Great concept.
This segment, it's Deborah Sweet, and she is a best-selling author, speaker, trainer, and does so many things, including helping businesses scale properly. We talked about the five strategies or five things that you have for business. We got through number one, which is document everything.
Right.
Two, three, four, and five. What are those?
Oh, I actually kind of slipped in one of the other ones for you. So, you know, I want to just kind of share. So some of what I'm about ready to talk about, it's not... Some of this is common knowledge, but here's the scary thing. Over 95% of the businesses don't have what we're talking about. And that's the scary part. And it makes me very passionate to want to change how businesses have been doing business. Because there's an alarming statistic that I really want to help create a not there's something called the Thrival, and that's a revival of heart, soul, body, mind, and spirit. So what we say, what we act, how we think, what we do are all in alignment, all in one accord, so that we can live in our full essence and truly leave our place in this world. Well, when it comes to business, that's my space, right? There's a statistic that on an annual basis, there are over 580,000 businesses that start and close to 550,000 businesses that close. And so what these last little tidbits.
So we're left with 30,000 businesses
a year
that start.
It's scary. It's scary. And when you think that the backbone of our country was built on entrepreneurship, and what I see is a pattern that's broken. Let's fix it, right? So documenting is huge. Part of it is one of the, number two is about determine your top three products that have the most revenue. A lot of people focus elsewhere when they should be focusing on the things that make them money.
Well, if you're an entrepreneur, you do what's fun sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not what's most profitable.
Well, but they want, you know, go into business to make money, right? So number three is define your four P's, product, place, pricing, and packages. This is all part of what should be in your documentation system. I already kind of slipped in number four, which is create your business in a box. Have something that you can sell when it's time to sell. So it's not just, you're not just selling blue sky. And most important thing, number five, really know when to hire somebody with more education and information to help you through the process of scaling up. And that's a big deal because when, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, we think we can do it ourselves. But when you really want to leverage and you want to leapfrog your growth, it takes a team to do it and it takes outside information.
Sometimes the business outgrows the founder.
Absolutely.
And we see that often in businesses. I think there's a company called Uber. Business may have outgrown the founder just a tad bit,
just
right?
Just a wee bit. Yeah.
So there's those kinds of things that happen that business owners need to be aware of. How would somebody know all this is available? Do you work with businesses on all five of these areas? Is that the consulting work that you do?
Yes. Well, we bring this in. I come in with a lens of marketing because eventually everybody wants to know how to better market and have a really effective marketing plan. But I start with, you know, we've got to figure out what's strong in the business and where those opportunities for growth are. In fact, I offer a free strategy session. If somebody, you know, listeners wants to, they'd like to talk to me, you know, feel free to reach out.
And how can they reach out to you? Where can they get a hold of you?
I have a really fun website. It's just called ResultsRock.com.
ResultsRock.com. All one word, ResultsRock.
ResultsRock.com. And that'll lead you right to me. And you'll learn a lot more about me. But more importantly, I want to learn about your listeners.
If somebody does go to ResultsRock.com and they get a hold of you, you can sit down with them and do some analysis of their business, show them where you might be of value?
Absolutely. And I do that initially. We have the strategy session. There's no cost on that. That's just because I want to make sure that we're a good match.
Go ahead.
Are you helping struggling businesses too, or is it all businesses that are doing well already but having trouble scaling so they just don't know how to get big quickly or as quickly as they want to?
Great question. I would love to help all struggling businesses, but I prefer to work with businesses that have...
I bet eventually you want to get paid.
Yeah, just a little... Well, I thought you said that, not me, but I'll share that. No, I prefer to work with businesses that have a platform and they really do want to leverage your time, leverage their expertise, whether it's male-owned businesses or female. I work with a lot of men, but, you know, Bob, you kind of mentioned that I'm also very passionate about working with women-owned businesses, too.
Just to finish up on that question,
sure.
Is there a revenue cutoff? I mean, if somebody's doing $100,000 a year, is that a business that even if it's successful, you'll refer to somebody else or maybe give them some other guidance? Or where do you start working with the businesses? A million, 10 million, 20 million?
My preference is 2 million and up. However, I've developed a whole suite of products and services. That
no pun intended.
No pun
intended. Okay, how many times do you get puns on your last name, right?
I don't even mention my last name. It's a California guy thing that goes sweet.
Definitely a sweet name. Yes, of course. We could do this all day long.
I know that. Okay,
yeah, so sorry about that.
That's okay. To answer your question, so I've actually developed a whole training curriculum for businesses that they have a vision to break through to their first million, and we pace them accordingly so that they get the education and support that they need at a price that they can handle, and it takes them up so they finally
make
that first
million. So they can get to the point where they can hire you in person.
How did you find yourself with this skill set? Did you work for other companies that you helped grow and you recognized, like, I'm really good at this, let me go out and help others?
I was born into business, and I don't mean that. That's kind of my attempt at being punny, but it's kind of true. My parents bought their first business when I was four, and so I literally didn't have a choice. And I've gained many skills along the way, building my own businesses and again, helping other companies. I just kept seeing the same situations over and over. And I figured, you know, these were some of the things that I struggled with. And I just want to help others so that they don't have to go through the long, expensive learning curve that can happen.
You do have a specialty in working with women. I know you work with men-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, but you, one of your passions is working with women, not just in business, but in empowering their lives. What do you do in that arena?
I love that question, and thank you. So I really relate to women a lot of, you know, women, whether you're moms, whether you're single, whether you're, you know, we juggle so many things. There's a myth that still is out there, and the myth is about, is it okay for us to have it all? And you'd think in the 21st century that we would be beyond that, but the reality is that that still exists. And there are three key problems that women today, and I don't care whether they've made six figures or if they're working towards their first six figures, to get to that next level, we struggle with so many things between work-life balance, being, you know, overwhelmed, and sometimes too many women have limiting beliefs that show up. So I am on a mission to help empower women and educate them how to build better business with better entrepreneurial education. And so I actually have a two-day women's event coming up in October that is designed to help address the personal and professional side. And I'm bringing in a team of experts to help.
And they
take
can find
the
out about that at the ResultsRock.com.
Go to ResultsRock.com. There's a big banner. Click on it and you can learn more.
Deborah Sweet, thank you so much.
I'm glad to be here.
Up next, we're going to talk to Brandon Fishman. Internet Marketing and Vitacup are his companies. You're listening to Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Stay with us, folks. We're not going anywhere, and we hope you don't either. We'll be right back.